You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
And welcome in. Great to have you with us on a Thursday. The basketball tournament is underway. An SEC team has already played. And we are off and running. Some pretty exciting guests and a lot of headlines to share with you. And this is what it looks like. Mississippi State was on the bubble. They got in, and now they're already out. First team out. Michigan State, you don't want to be the first team out of the tournament. Michigan State, under Tom Izzo, a serious beatdown of Mississippi State, which still makes the tournament for the second year in a row. We'll see South Carolina playing here in about an hour against Oregon. They are the favorite in that game, or at least seed-wise they are. Oakland and Kentucky, that's a one-sided affair in St. Pete and Tennessee. So what to watch for as the tournament gets underway. We'll head to Pittsburgh a little bit later on and find out how the Cats are approaching the first weekend. It was a couple years ago when the Cats lost in the first round. It was exactly 2 years ago. The Vandy women are in the women's tournament. They were in the first four, and now they move on. So we have a lot to do today. We're not sleeping on the job, even though it may have looked like it there. We will be talking to a number of people, including a former Alabama great, Damian Harris. Some other guests will be dropping on by. And, of course, your phone calls as well at 855-242-7285. Jordan Watkins as well from Ole Miss. Let's start with Larry up now from Shelby County. Larry, go right ahead.
What's up?
What's up?
Hey, man, 24-hour rule, baby. I'm gonna have to apply for that 24-hour rule. So
Larry, what rule is that?
The 24-hour rule you made. See, you're the one that made it.
Oh, okay.
So yesterday was yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gone.
New day has arrived. Even though we are 12, 15 hours into the day, Larry.
There you go. Hey, check it out. I want to smoke a peace pipe, but I'm going to see our man to get something good. I wish I loved basketball. I can get into this, Paul, but God dang, I remember the old joke says about basketball players, you know why women don't like them for lovers?
Why's that?
Because they dribble before they shoot. Okay.
Never heard that one.
I just can't get into it, man. And what is Alabama doing right now? Where are they at?
Well, they're playing tomorrow.
They're out already?
No, I said they're playing tomorrow, Larry.
Oh, they're playing tomorrow? All right, well, listen, I'm going to just tell you like this, Paul Feinbaum, on that call of the year. How do I vote when it comes up time to voting?
Well, there'll be a couple of different ways. One way will be on social media. The other way, I guess, what is the other way? We'll figure out the other way.
Yeah, I got a couple people
do you do that Twittering stuff, Larry?
Do what?
Do you Twitter?
I got in it, but I don't know how to work it. I seen Jerome, and I seen Jim, and some other people on Twitter, but I don't know how to respond to it.
Do you have a phone, Larry, that you could?
I have one of them smarter than me phones. Yeah, I got one. It's too damn smart. But it shows.
Larry, are you smarter than a fifth grader? I mean, that's the new name of the show. It's not are you smarter than a fifth grader. Are you smarter than me? In Larry's case, that would be all of us.
It is. Listen, man, I'm going to let some people get on here that got some good stuff, but I ain't got much. But I just got to say I love you, brother. And so,
love you, Larry. You stay well. Always, every day with Larry is another good day. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Bash Brother is in Boulder.
Bash Brother Paul, how the hell are you today?
We are doing great, Bash.
Randy, good to have you back, brother.
Randy, back from the dead.
I was about to say, I was like, this dude had a 2-week vacation. Must be nice to be that kind of luxurious. My goodness. Paul, I'm not going to lie, Paul. I am struggling today. I am like I'm running on fumes, Paul. I don't know how I survived that Madonna concert the other day.
Okay, so tell me about Madonna.
She went into 1 a.m. for her event, Paul. It was
I have heard, I mean, the phrase Madonna went until 1 a.m. is not uncommon to me in the 80s, but tell me about the concert.
Concert was absolutely wonderful. The performance, the theater, the activity from a 65-year-old performer like Madonna was.
Does she still have it, you're telling me?
Absolutely. There's people who in their 30s who will never be on the level that Madonna is still at today, 100%.
Like a virgin.
But I will say, she is 1,000% the most prima donna individual I have ever come into any contact with.
I don't know. I've got a few names of some of my colleagues at ESPN I could probably share with you.
She had us install a brand new toilet in her dressing room because she refuses to use any toilet that was used by another person.
Listen,
I wish I was making this up.
I know somebody who once dated her. That does not sound like the Madonna of the 80s.
Well, it sounds like the corporate Madonna that needs to have these limitations in order to increase her brand.
I mean, couldn't you just bring in a porta potty?
You really think Madonna would even connect those two words with her name
like everybody else?
I think we would literally be cast to Jupiter. Like, we won't even be allowed to Mars. Elon would be, by the way, Paul, I appreciate you the other day for correcting me on Madonna's age, and I'm gonna give you a little correction. It's actually X, not Twitter. And if Elon hears that we would send Madonna to the porta potty, he says y'all are going to Jupiter, forget Mars.
Okay.
We were banished to the cosmos if we allowed that.
Yeah, you ever heard the song Drops of Jupiter by Train?
Sounds like a song I need to smoke some weed to enjoy.
It would be in your pot-smoking vernacular.
I assume so. I assume the title of it sounds very popular with my activities, which I'm going to hold off for tonight, Paul. I got to go to the arena a little bit to work the New York Knicks game, and you can tell your friend Stephen A. that his New York Knicks suck. They're going to get their ass kicked tonight, and the Denver Nuggets are going to go into the playoffs and defend our championship.
Your team won the other night, Colorado.
Yeah, we won last night while I was working another concert, believe it or not, Paul. I know you're not the youngest sports host, but I will ask you, have you ever heard of an artist named Bad Bunny?
You ever heard of Bad Bunny, Randy? No.
Wow, yeah. I asked a couple other people, like, going into, like, do you know who this person is? They're like, no. It's like, yeah, he's pretty much the most famous artist in the world currently, as it speaks.
I might strongly disagree with that.
Your friend Nick Khan definitely promotes that part of his appeal whenever he crosses over into the WWE. It's literally like his entrance nickname. But again, I refer to him as a misbehaving rabbit because just like Madonna, the Connor didn't get over to 1 a.m. and they were a lot of intoxicated Hispanics that needed a lot of assistance last night, so to speak. And Tuesday night, it was just the geriatric population that needed medical assistance, but that's another story. And Had a great time.
We don't have time for all of those stories, but thanks for dropping by. John is up next from Louisville. Hey, John.
Oh my gosh, one buzzed on Tall Boys, the other from the bong, right?
I mean, John Bash is going to take us through every concert he's done lately, and he can't remember any of them because he's stoned out of his mind.
I know. Hey, man, I got burned on my first bracket loss. Michigan State came out flying hot.
I didn't see that one coming either.
They hit the first three threes, and then the second leading score on Mississippi State picked up two quick fouls, and it was over. But some sympathy again for your selection committee. You know, those that got in have been very humble, and those that didn't get in were gracious. But you mentioned it to John from St. Louis yesterday. You set off an IED and the conspiracies and the setups. He sounded like Donald Trump, didn't he?
You know, I'm very concerned about the youth of America, especially the youth that have to go through the doors that John's in charge of.
I know, right? Hey, Paul, I don't know. Did you see that the ACC countersued Clemson? And in their declaratory judgment, they're asking the judge to rule that the language on the grant of rights and withdrawal penalty says what it means. And then they also asked for damages from Clemson. Did you see that countersuit?
I did not read that.
Well, it's going to get ugly over there.
That's the idea of litigation.
No.
This is not having tea at Buckingham Palace.
Paul, who would want Clemson when you think about it? It doesn't have much of a TV market. Its brand is solely in football. I mean, do you see the Big Ten or the SEC really that interested in that team or school?
I don't see a big interest in either one, in either FSU or FSU probably has a slightly more appeal.
TV.
Yeah, but what I understand, John, is it's not so much geographic anymore because we're not talking about traditional television anymore. We're talking about streaming. But I think the key is brands. Clemson has a diminishing brand. Florida State, a little bit better because of last season. But I don't think either one of them is that big of a deal. Hey, thanks for the call. We're up against the break. As we mentioned, we have a very busy show on tap. Guests will start piling in here right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Back here as we continue a lot happening today, including a special guest, Damian Harris, the great from Alabama, played for Belichick and then the Bills, and has decided to do some other things, like be a father. How are you?
Oh, man, yeah. Dude, fatherhood is, I tell you, it's the best gig I've ever had, man. I mean, between, you know, the love that I have for my son and just, you know, watching how beautiful it's been to see him grow for a week and, you know, see how beautiful of a job my wife has done at, you know, becoming a mother and, you know, labor is not easy, being pregnant isn't easy, but I tell you, my wife handled it with so much grace and so much just beautifulness. I mean, I don't even know what else to say. I mean,
that is quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, and at the end of the day, you know, she's healthy, our son's healthy, I'm healthy, and you know, God continues to plant His favor on us.
Well, that is fantastic, and we're so happy that everything is going great in your life. I guess after a newborn, everything else seems secondary, but I would like to ask you about the announcement a couple of weeks ago. It's been 2 months now, actually.
Let's talk about
that. That literally shook the entire sports world and beyond that when your old coach decided, I'm done.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it shook me to my core. Funny story, I was at Topgolf with a former teammate of mine. And he goes, hey, man, when do you think Coach Saban's going to retire? And literally my first response was, I don't know, maybe when he dies. I mean, not to be morbid, but like, I don't know. I don't see him retire anytime soon. And then I tell you, not even 10 minutes later, it came across breaking news, you know, Nick Saban retired. And I mean, I feel like I felt the shake that the whole world of college football felt. You know, we lost more than a coach to the game of football, more than, you know, a leader, more than a creator of champions. But, you know, really just a model figure for the game and for what, you know, college football is all about. I think especially with the landscape and the, kind of the trajectory that, you know, college football is headed towards, you know, I think guys like Coach Saban was an important pillar in just like the integrity of the game, you know, how the game is supposed to be played, the morals, the characters, the values, you know, all those things that go into being a champion. So I think not only, you know, losing a great coach, losing a leader of men, somebody who develops these young men into being great pros. I think that that's a huge loss for college football.
It wasn't 24 hours later that Bill Belichick went a different way.
Right.
It wasn't a matter of thinking about it. He was told, hey, thanks,
yeah,
coach.
Some people are given choices and some people aren't, you know.
I mean, that had to be unnerving, though, that you played for them consecutively. You did play for them right after. I mean, just the contrast, literally two of the greatest coaches of all time.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, we're losing two great leaders. Well, I should say one at least, because, you know, Coach Belichick, he's still on the hunt. But, you know, like I said, just the leaders of men that they are, you know, with Coach Saban, you know, they're different. Obviously, everybody likes to compare Coach Belichick and Coach Saban, right? I would say that Coach Saban, obviously with kids, you know, he was very worried about the impact he had on us as young men, people in the community, fathers one day, husbands one day. I mean, I take a lot of the things that he taught me 6-7 years ago, and I apply that to being a husband and a father, you know what I mean, on top of being, you know, the greatest college football coach of all time. And then you've got Coach Belichick, who is the greatest X and O football mind that has ever lived. So having the, you know, the incredible fortune to play for both of those guys and be led and be taught and be coached by both of those guys, you know, I really truly feel deep down in my heart what a tremendous impact this will have, not only for college football but pro as well.
Damien, you were such a leader at Alabama, and there's such conflict right now. Even Coach Saban said it recently about, this wasn't what I got in for, players with their hands out. His story has continued to grow, and clearly it is a different world. And I realize you're not in it, but you're not far from it. Mm-hmm. What do you make out of where we are today?
Woo, it's a tough spot to be in. It's very sticky, especially because, you know, at the end of the day, you've got these kids, and they love football. You know, these kids they're not just worried about the money. They're not just worried about, you know, what NIL deals they're going to get. You know, these kids love football. They want to compete for championships. They want to elevate their talent so they can play at the next level. But when you're hanging these big lucrative checks in front of these college athletes, you know, kids who don't have the proper training, who don't know how to handle this responsibility, whether it be the money, whether it be the fame, the notoriety, you know, college athletics is more glorified nowadays. And like you said, it's just a different game. So it's very different. Somebody who missed it by a smidge, you know, obviously I would have loved to have collected
But can you blame the players though? I mean, this is their time. This is their moment.
Yeah.
And why shouldn't they have their hand out?
Well, because I think that whenever I played, my hand was out for championships. My hand was out for a degree. My hand was out for somebody that was going to come and develop me into the best man that I was going to be. That was what my mother's hand was out for. That was what my hand was out for, you know, and I'm no different than what those kids were. Like, I wanted to get paid. I wanted to make a lot of money. You know, I wanted to be famous at 18, 19 years old. But at the end of the day, you know, I got what I was there for. I won my national championships. I got my degree. I progressed myself to play at the highest level, play in the pros. And
do you think it affects the ultimate goal of trying to do all that when you're making the kind of money and having to keep up with it and wondering, okay, what am I going to get elsewhere?
Well, I think when you've got head coaches openly saying you've got to spend a certain amount of money in the portal just to get a good quarterback or to get a good player, I think that that does illustrate that maybe the priorities aren't the same. Again, we're talking about kids trying to make life-changing money to take care of their families, take care of themselves, and give them a lifestyle that they've never had. So it's hard to blame them, but at the same time, I think it's the job of the NCAA, it's the job of coaches, it's the guys of people like Nick Saban to prepare these kids to have that fame, have that money whenever they're ready for it.
As you reflect back on Alabama, so many people have written about it, documentaries have been done and will continue to be done, but what separated Alabama from everyone else? I mean, you won two national championships while you were there, nearly won a few more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nick Saban. It's honest. I won't sugarcoat it. I won't say it any other way than what it is. I mean, Nick Saban came in, he took the program, and he made it what it is today. And it's just that simple. You know, kids back in the day, kids like me, I went to Alabama because I wanted to play for Coach Saban. Like, not only did I want to win national championships, like, I would have wanted to do that anywhere, but I wanted to play for Nick Saban. You know what I mean? And that... You know, that was it. You know, that was kind of the only thing.
That was more important than the university. That was the overriding factor.
Well,
you came from Kentucky, so you had to make a choice.
Is there the University of Alabama without Nick Saban? I mean, obviously there is.
They did okay in the.
Will we still have the? Will
30s,
we still be
40s,
having the same
60s,
conversation?
70s and 80s won a national. I mean, they won a lot of national championships.
They did. Will we still have the same conversation right now, though?
Well, we wouldn't be talking about. The most recent, but one thing I know about Alabama fans, and you probably do too, that they're pretty proud of everything they've done.
No, absolutely. But like I said, I went to Alabama to play for Nick Saban. You know, I didn't go there because Bear Bryant coached there a long time ago, and, you know, they won X amount of national championships. I mean, Texas won national championships in the past. USC won national championships in the past. Florida won national championships in the past. Coach Saban won a championship at LSU. I mean, it's just a part of it. You know, granted, Alabama does have a long history of being champions.
You're asking me, do I think they would have won one between 2008 and 2020? The answer is no.
There we go. See, full circle. You got back to your original question.
I covered the Mike Prices and the Mike Shulas and the Mike Duboses and the Dennis French.
Yeah, I was going to say, we although a tremendous amount of respect, obviously, to Bear Bryant, I mean, second greatest college football coach of all time, in my opinion. But the conversations we're having, even I would say about the landscape of college football, I am 100% in belief that the success that Alabama has had some sort of indication on maybe changing a little bit of the landscape, maybe making it a little bit more fair, make the playing field more fair, you know, for more people. You know, I believe that. So, like I said, we wouldn't be having this conversation without Nick Saban.
Damien Harris, thanks so much. All the best
being
a father and whatever else happens after that, which will be secondary.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
And welcome back here. We appreciate all of you being here. I know there's a lot to do today with basketball on, so we'll try to update you when there is news to share. There is some news. Michigan State knocked out Mississippi State by double digits earlier this afternoon in the very first game of the tournament. So State goes home after a very successful year. Mike is up next in Tennessee. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, buddy?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Great, man. I'm glad to hear it. Hey, you want to talk about Vanderbilt's athletic program with me for a second?
Let's do it.
All right, man. I'm going to tell you, I live in Nashville here, and I'm going to be honest with you, Paul. It's kind of a joke, to be honest with you. I work for a job that lets me be all over the city. I go all over Nashville. I'll meet fans of Tennessee, Memphis, out-of-state fans. Don't really matter. I don't meet any Vanderbilt fans, Paul, because the program at the moment is just a joke. And it really starts at the top. Clark Lee, he's just a yes man, if you want my honest opinion with you. He's going to go in there, and he's going to do what the university wants him to do, because the university is the higher power there. They don't care about the athletics. They don't care what the football program can be. They care about cashing the checks the SEC sends to them every single year. And if you let a guy like Clark Lee run that program with the university they got ahead of him, heck, they should just end up in the Conference USA. Take them out of the SEC, no one's probably going to want them. Let them go play down with the boys on their own level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying, Mike. I had Clark Lee on here yesterday, and in all honesty, I didn't hear much from him that makes me believe things are going to change.
No, I truly don't think they are either. And I'll tell you, from the days, who was it? Penn State's coach now. His name don't matter at the
James
moment.
Franklin.
But that's last time. Yes, James Franklin. Thank you. That's last time the football program's been any bit of decent. Hey, you know, they're coming out with a new college football video game this year. The last one, 2014, Vanderbilt is ranked 25th to start the year. And that is insane because James Franklin was there. Not once since then have they even been close to sniffing the top 25, Paul. It's ridiculous. It's a joke. Now, I'll tell you this about Vanderbilt. They have excellent academics. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah, everybody knows
great
that.
Great academics. Absolutely. But when it comes to the athletic program, all that does is give the university more money to invest back into the academics. They're not taking it serious. Now, they have a great baseball team. No one can ever take that away from them. But let's be real. If they didn't have that, what would they have? You know what I mean? You got Jerry Stackhouse. He's about to be on his way out the door.
He got fired last week.
Oh, that's okay. Excuse me. Then I was a little behind on the news. Thank you, Paul. But man, he's out the door. What's the basketball program done? You know, I've heard people talk about in the 90s, Vanderbilt University, when they had a basketball game, that was the place to be. Then the professional sports team came to town. Everyone left Vandy back in the dust, especially the university. They didn't care about their sports. Now they're going to go watch pro teams. Let's just make sure we got more doctors coming out of school, which, hey, good on them. The world needs doctors, you know what I'm saying? But God almighty, man, can the city have something to support? The Titans aren't good every single year. Can we get something here in the city?
Hey, Mike, thank you. Appreciate it. It is a serious problem. And every time I came away from talking to Lee yesterday, not really believing this team is going to be any better. It looked like the program was improving 2 years ago. Last year was a disaster, and the portal has not been its friend either. Dwayne is up next.
What am I talking about, man? I like Vanderbilt baseball team, man. Vanderbilt baseball team is fire. Hey, they got a fire team in baseball through years. I don't know what that man talking about, the athletic department. Hey, Paul Feinbaum, you need to go coach then. Go coach the football team, then the man fussing like that, huh? They got money to get some coaches. They can pay somebody down in Vanderbilt to come in there and record and do that football program over. You think so?
I don't know.
Hey, but I'm calling about that. I'm calling about this. I'm watching North Carolina and Wagner.
Yeah.
And North Carolina got a man on their team been there 8 years playing. What's wrong with that, man?
Dwayne, you seem to be worried about everybody other than your own team.
Hey, what you mean, worried about? Oh, LSU lost. The men suck. Hey, we should have kept Wayne. We should have kept Wade. Wayne Wade.
I read some big article about Will Wade today about how everyone loves him now in Louisiana.
I've been told you that, Paul Feinbaum. Don't come on with that crazy talking to me. I've been told we should have kept that man. That man did the same thing with everybody doing today. That man started a year early, paying players. Now, you know that. All of a sudden, now, after he got kicked out, Everybody start paying players now. A year later. Come on now. LSU. Hey, I don't know what to say about LSU. Basketball team. That man is garbage. I told you, you had nerds enough to have that man on TV a couple days ago.
Yeah, we had him on about a week ago.
I know you did. I want to call in that day and cuss you out for having him on. I want to do that day there.
You are such a loyal fan, Dwayne. Thanks so much. Will is in North Carolina. Hello, Will. You bring me some Advil, Randy.
I would say March Madness for Dwayne, but he's always like that. So, beautiful day in the Carolina, Paul. Great day to mow your yard. If only we had James's number from Alabama, because he's the only man that mows his own yard. But, Paul, that Mississippi State game really hurt my bracket. I'd like to call in.
Yeah, I thought they were going to win, too. I mean, I thought that was a pretty pathetic performance by State.
Yeah, I didn't think Michigan State had much all year, but, I mean, I'd like to complain about the actual bracket instead of your caller bracket. And thank you for just putting me on the bubble, you know. But, Paul, where does the AJ and John routine go from here? I mean, where is there going to be a peace agreement maybe?
No. It's a little bit like dealing with the Israelis right now. They're not interested in peace.
Yeah, I mean, there's only so much coffee you can wake up and smell. So
yeah, no, John's about to be an endangered species. So, Will, hey, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. Let's continue. Felix is up next. Hey, Felix.
Hey, Paul. Thank you for taking my call and everything. And listen, that was a great interview with Damien. I thought that was one of the best interviews you've done in a while.
Thank you very much.
And he had a lot of good things to say. But what I was calling about, and I know I-Man will call in a little bit later and stuff like that, when Auburn loses, or maybe they'll win it all because they got a real good team and stuff like that. But if they do lose, is he going to call in and blame it on Saban?
I think everything in I-Man's life it goes wrong, which is pretty much everything in his life. He blames on Nick Saban.
Well, why do you think that? I mean, is Nick Saban trying to take over the HVAC business?
Well, I think there was a time when I-Man thought Saban would not make it. I think ultimately the fact that I-Man was like like so many other critics that said when Saban came in, he said this guy will never be around long. He'll run out. He'll win and leave. And then 17 years later, I-Man just ran out of things to say. I mean, he was a broken man by the end of Saban's tenure. And you know what finally broke him for good? It was 4th and 31. That was the end of it. I mean, I-Man already had the bong out. Already had the Pabst Blue Ribbon popped, and he got the RCs and the moon pies for his kids, and then he's never been the same. That play literally broke the man.
Well, I always kind of thought he was one trick pony or whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's
You're
fine.
Being generous.
Entertainment. Well, okay.
By the way, that's an insult to one trick ponies.
Okay.
Didn't
I'll take
Bruce
that back,
Springsteen yeah. Wasn't that the song he wrote for the wrestler? Was that called One Trick Pony? That was a good song.
Well, I have no earthly idea.
He either wrote it for the wrestler or he wrote it about I-Man. It's a great song you've never heard. It's not like one of the songs you hear him play very often. But we will take a short break. Back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Yeah, welcome back. And by the way, the name of that Springsteen song wasn't One Trick Pony, it was The Wrestler. It was done for the Mickey Rourke movie in honor of I-Man. Swamp Dog is up next. Hello, Swamp.
Hello, Mr. Feinbaum. Thank you for taking my call again.
Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about I-Man, too. But I would like to ask you about the Shohei Ohtani situation. You know anything about that more than
no,
what
No, I don't know. I don't know one thing more than what I've seen on TV.
Okay, well, that's kind of what I expected. I don't either. But that Sabinitis disease, it's affecting his ability to function in life. I respect the man for his music ability. You know, I've always had. I tried to cure him from Sabinitis a couple of months ago. He even talked about music, I told you, Paul, you know. And last time he talked to you about music, you had to correct him on what he was saying. So it's really affecting the man. Something's wrong with that guy.
Well, there, I don't know what it's called, but I think it's 50. There's something about 55 years after Woodstock, it finally gets you.
I mean,
all that bathing in the dirty water, drinking out of other people's.
Yeah, he's having
drinking the water out of your friend's bongs is not a good idea. Well, it will catch you.
Well, you know, I always respected his ability to talk about music. And I tried.
And Country Joe and the Fish over and over again. I mean, Storm Dog. I mean, does understand music, but it's a very narrow genre.
Well,
his favorite group. You want to take a wild guess on who his favorite group of all time is?
Probably the Grateful Dead.
Well, it's a good guess, but you're wrong. His favorite, and I don't even think he really liked this group, but he just liked the name of the group, the Doobie Brothers. Jace is up next.
Hey, Paul. I heard Randy giggling in the background.
Yeah, Randy's back. Call. Better than ever.
Hey, Randy. How you doing? Hey, a couple things I want to talk to you about, Paul. I saw Seth Emerson's interview yesterday, and they were, you know, you had the 25 schedule up, and it said Georgia was at Alabama. But we play at Alabama this year. Shouldn't Georgia be playing in Athens?
Yeah, everything that is this year will be inverted next year.
Okay, all right, because that's not what it said. Whenever you'll put the graphic up. Another thing. I'm hoping that South Carolina can pull through tonight. Because I'm an SEC fan through and through, except for Florida. I don't pull Florida anything. I don't care if it's damn tiddlywinks. I ain't pulling Florida in nothing, because you know I'm a dog fan. What do you think about tonight's games?
Yeah, well, the game's this afternoon. I like South Carolina in that game. Hey, thank you very, very much for the call. Dave is up next in Tennessee. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Very well.
I, too, am a native Memphian, but I've lived in Middle Tennessee for about 15 years. And I wanted to draft off the caller earlier who was talking about Vanderbilt sports. And I'm curious, I lived in Atlanta for a number of years, and I followed Georgia Tech when they ran that triple option offense. I've always been curious as to why do you think Vanderbilt has never adopted an option offense like that?
I'm not sure. I think it's just you have to have the right players. That's a fairly complex thing to run, and your quarterback is paramount.
Yeah. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you very much. Good to hear from you. Michael is up next. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Very well.
I was just also calling about that that Vanderbilt basher, and just wanted to let him know that if it weren't for Vanderbilt, the GPA for the SEC athletes would be about 1.7. So he needs to understand that he doesn't run into them when he's running around Nashville because he's not in.
Well, listen, Vanderbilt's around because it was a charter member of the SEC. It's been, it's just, as college football compresses, Vanderbilt and many other schools are going to have more problems. Hey, thank you very, very much for the call. Mike is up next in Birmingham. Hey, Mike.
How you doing, Paul? How you doing?
Hey there.
Okay, well, I got South Carolina women, Lady Gamecocks win the whole thing. In the men, can Alabama get back on track starting tomorrow night? And which SEC men's basketball team goes the furthest? How deep would they go in the tournament, you think?
I think the two teams with the best shot, well, there's three. I think Auburn has a shot. I think Tennessee and Kentucky are probably in the best shape right now. What do you think?
Yeah, I think Kentucky can make a run towards the Final Four berth. Alabama, they just play some good defense. They can get to the C-16 and get a shot at North Carolina.
Yeah, no, I think Alabama is challenged. We'll take a short break. Back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.